Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at AI video generation. There are kind of two big camps.
Right, you got your autoregressive models. They build things up sequentially, like LLMs predicting the next word.
Yeah, good for sequence, but the video quality, historically, maybe not top tier.
And then there's diffusion. Starts with noise, refines it. Visually, often amazing.
That's slow. Really slow sometimes.
And a key difference lies in how they actually handle the visual stuff.
You mean the pixels, the frames?
Exactly. A lot of the traditional AR models, for video specifically, they use this thing called quantization.
Quantization. Okay, break that down. Is that like simplifying the image?
Pretty much. Think vector quantization, VQ, VAE, VQGAN, and you're taking all the smooth, continuous visual information in a frame.
All the subtle shades and details.
Yes, and you're forcing it into a limited set of discrete tokens, almost like digital building blocks.
Okay, like Lego bricks for images. But I guess you lose something.
You definitely do. That's where you can get blurriness, loss of fine detail. Plus, the training can be tricky. Getting that code book of tokens right is hard. It can even collapse sometimes.
So it's a trade-off, simpler prediction maybe, but you hit this quality ceiling, this bottleneck.
Precisely. That quantization step is the bottleneck.
Yeah.
Your model can only ever be as good as those discrete tokens allow, which are just an approximation.
Which naturally leads people to think, can we skip that step?
Exactly. And that's the idea behind non-quantized autoregressive methods, NQAR, trying to work directly with the continuous visual features, no tokens.
Right. You mentioned MAR and AFAR as examples before, but today we're diving into a specific one, no VA.
That's right. BAAIs, no VIA. Important note. There are other things called NoVA, but we're focused only on this NQAR video model from BAI.
And our mission here is to figure out how NoVA pulls off video generation without those discrete tokens. So that's the magic.
Well, it's a really interesting blend. It keeps the autoregressive idea for time, but mixes in concepts, kind of borrowed from diffusion models,
Yeah.
all in that continuous space.
Okay, so autoregressive for time, that means it still predicts frame by frame. Sequentially.
Yes, exactly. When it generates frame five, it's looking back at frame four, frame three, etc. Keeps that temporal flow, that cause and effect.
Makes sense for video, but inside a single frame. If there are no tokens, how does it arrange things spatially?
This is where it differs quite a bit. It uses what they call set by set, bidirectional prediction within the frame.
So by set, bidirectional, not pixel by pixel.
No. Imagine breaking the frame's features into, say, groups or sets. It predicts these sets, and crucially, the prediction for one set can look at other sets already predicted in that same frame, forwards and backwards, essentially.
So it's not just reading left to right, top to bottom, it's more flexible spatially.
Much more flexible. And the way it predicts these continuous features is key. It uses a diffusion loss.
Okay, hang on. Diffusion loss, but you said it's not a full diffusion model.
Right. It borrows the loss concept. Think of it like this. Instead of predicting the final feature values directly, NoVA learns to predict the noise that was hypothetically added to the true features.
So it learns to denoise its own internal predictions.
Kind of, yeah. By learning to predict and subtract that noise, it implicitly learns how to generate the clean, correct, continuous features. It's a neat trick to handle regression in this high-dimensional space.
Okay, that is clever. Predicts frame by frame for time, predicts sets of features bidirectionally for space, uses a diffusion loss for continuous values. But how does the spatial stuff in frame five know what happened in frame four? Temporal consistency.
Good question. That's crucial. They use a technique called scale and shift layer norm. It's a bit technical, but basically,
Give us the gist.
the model learns how features tend to change, scale, and shift frame over frame, based on the temporal context, based on the previous frames.
So it learns a typical motion or transformation.
Sort of, yes. It learns these adjustments, a scale factor and a shift amount derived from the time sequence. Then it applies those adjustments to the features it's predicting spatially within the current frame.
Ah, so the temporal part informs the spatial part via these learned adjustments. And for the very first frame.
For the first frame, there's no prior context, so it starts with, like, baseline adjustments, no scaling, no shifting, establishes the scene.
Got it. Okay, so recapping NoVA's core. AR in time, set-based bidirectional prediction in space, continuous features via diffusion loss, and scale and shift layer norm linking time and space. So why should you, listening now, really pay attention to this?
Well, I mean, NoVA looks like a really promising direction. It gets competitive results on benchmarks. People talk about generating like a 33-frame video in maybe 12 seconds, which is pretty quick.
Faster than some diffusion models, potentially.
Potentially, yes. And maybe lower training costs too. Some reports mention fewer GPU days compared to certain models. Plus, by ditching quantization.
You avoid that built-in information loss. Higher potential fidelity.
That's the hope. More detail, more nuance, because you're working directly with the richer, continuous data from the start.
Okay, sounds promising. But NQAR is still pretty new, right? What are the big hurdles or open questions?
Oh, absolutely. Stability is always a concern when you're modeling continuous data directly like this, making sure errors don't just, you know, blow up over longer sequences.
Error accumulation, yeah.
Right. And scaling this up higher resolutions, much longer videos, that's still a major research challenge. Plus, finding the absolute best way to balance that strict time causality with the flexible spatial modeling, that's ongoing work.
Lots to figure out still. It does make you think, though, if models like Novio work directly with continuous data, not tokens, how might that change how we can edit or control the generated videos down the line? Is it easier? Harder?
That's a fantastic question to ponder. Does continuous representation offer more fine-grained control? Or does the discrete nature of tokens actually make certain kinds of edits easier to define? Something to keep an eye on.
Definitely. Well, that's our deep dive into BAAI's Novio. Thanks for unpacking that.